Sarah's Prog Metal Picks.
We'll begin and finish the show today with a female vocalist. The first band is Within Temptation, introduced to me by Chuck Simons. You can listen to his Game of Prog show on progrock.com every Tuesday evening at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, 11:30 p.m. UK Time. Within Temptation are a Dutch symphonic metal band founded in 1996 by vocalist Sharon Deen Adel and guitarist Robert Westerholt. After the release of their debut album Enter in 1997, the band became prominent in the Dutch underground scene. Bleed Out is their eighth studio album and was released in October last year, having been recorded between 2020 and 2023. Musically, the album incorporates elements from symphonic metal, gothic metal, metalcore and djent. Lyrically, the album deals with a variety of themes around the subject of freedom, addressing such issues as war, oppression, women's rights, religion, bullying and inner struggles. The depth and seriousness of the themes addressed led the band to a darker and more melancholic musical approach. This is Cyanide Love.
Thank you.
Dickinson is an English singer, best known as the lead vocalist of heavy metal band Iron Maiden. He is known for his wide-ranging operatic vocal style and energetic stage presence. Dickinson began his career in music, fronting small pub bands in the 1970s while attending school in Sheffield and university in London. In 1979, he joined British new wave heavy metal band Samson, but left in 1981 to join Iron Maiden, replacing Paul Di'Anno, and debuted on their 1982 album The Number of the Beast. Dickinson quit Iron Maiden in 1993 to pursue his solo career, which saw him experiment with a wide variety of heavy metal and rock styles. He rejoined the band in 1999 along with guitarist Adrian Smith, and has released 6 subsequent studio albums with the band and 2 further solo albums. The track I've chosen, however, is Man of Sorrows, taken from his 1997 album Accident of Birth.
Here in a church, a small boy is kneeling. He prays to a God he does not know, he cannot feel. All of his sins of childhood he will remember. He will not cry, tears he will not cry. Their name trapped inside a body made to feel only guilt and shame.
My third band today are the Enigma Division, a progressive metal band from Dublin, Ireland, the brainchild of Conor McGoran, guitars and keyboards, and Ronan Burns, bass, influenced by such bands as Rush, Dream Theater, and Opeth. McGoran describes the band's sound as tech noir, as it incorporates their love for atmospheric 80s synth music, film score, and science fiction, combined with groove-laden heavy riffs. The third regular member of the band is Ben Wanders, vocals and drums, but there are a number of guest appearances on this, their debut and self-titled album of 2022-23. Here is Echoes in the Deep, featuring Derek Sherinian.
Thank you.
Serenity are an Austrian power metal band, originally formed in 2001, but with a consistent lineup from 2004, when they began using more progressive and power influences. They have defined their genre with more melodic and symphonic metal elements. Most of their music focuses on important historical figures and events, including Sir Francis Drake, Marco Polo, Galileo, Beethoven, and Napoleon. 2023's Nemesis AD is Serenity's eighth album and features Georg Neuhauser vocals, Christian Hermsdörfer guitar and backing vocals, Fabio D'Amore bass guitar and backing vocals, and Andreas Schipflinger drums and backing vocals. I've chosen the track The Fall of Man. I was lucky enough to see the neo-progressive band Galahad at the 1865 in Southampton in November last year. So when my metal friend said he liked Galahad, I thought I really must include a track in one of my shows. The Long Goodbye is their 12th album, released in 2023, a signed copy of which I purchased at the concert. The band was formed in 1985 in Dorset, England, and consists today of Stuart Nicholson vocals, Spencer Luckman drums, Dean Baker keyboards, Lee Abraham guitar, and Mark Spencer guitar. The Long Goodbye covers the sad subject of dementia. This is The Righteous and the Damned from the album.
A bully with a smile, transparently nice. Beware as she carries a spoon, not a long sharp knife. She'll diss you and stab you as soon as look at you, and she'll point the finger and pull the trigger for no good reason. And your only crime was to tell the truth. And she don't like it, she don't like it, no. Always remember, empires never last. They always crumble and fall. Na 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 da 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 na 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 na. Big boys with their big toys and the shooting up the wall. They're looking for a theatre which happens to be close to you. You're part of the performance, you are part of the script. And the scary thing is, there is nothing you can do.
Many more will die, 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 die.
Terminal Velocity is one of two solo albums by Dream Theater's guitarist and founding member John Petrucci. This instrumental album was released in 2020 and has the ubiquitous Mike Portnoy on drums and Dave LaRue on bass. This is called Happy Song. The origins of Temmik date back to 2017 when Diego Tejedi, former keyboardist with British progressive metal band Haken, and Eric Gillette, American lead guitarist and vocalist with the Neil Morse band, toured the world as band members of Mike Portnoy's Shattered Fortress. Temmik's debut album, Terror Management Theory, was released last year. I've chosen the track Acts of Violence.
We could lose.
The penultimate band today is Magnus Carlsson's Freefall. Carlsson is a Swedish heavy metal musician, songwriter and producer. He's currently a session musician and songwriter for the band Primal Fear. One of his projects is Freefall, and Hunt the Flame is their fourth album released last year. This is a self-titled track from the album.
We'll be right back.
The last track is by the second female-fronted band today, Sirenia, a gothic symphonic power metal band from Norway, formed by multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Mortan Wielen in 2001. Their lyrics concerned with human existence, emotion and mental states. 1977 is their 11th studio album released last year. The title of the album, 1977, is a reference to Wieland's birth year. The other members of the band are Emanuela Zoldan, female vocals, Niels Corbaron, lead vocals, and Michael Brush, drums. I first heard this band on Chuck's Game of Prog show. Here is The Setting Darkness.